Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Kanata Chronicles on Friday, June the 1st, rolling and recording. I actually recorded this a couple days ago, but somehow I got deleted, and so here I am again. The last time we talked, or not last time, but a couple of times ago, we talked about the professional karate league called Combat Karate. Now, I personally love the idea because I think that anybody who spent their life honing a craft should be able to make a living at it. Basketball players, football players, hockey, soccer, I mean, tennis, the list goes on and on. You know the professional sports, cricket, whatever. So I'm super pumped that this Combat Karate, which is kind of like the 2.0 version of Chuck Norris's World Combat League, I'm glad that it's here so that lifelong martial artists will be able to earn a living doing what they love to do. I also love the fact that it is held in all these like really cool locations around the world, and you know, it gives people a chance to travel, see other cultures, meet other people, all these things. This is great. Like, I love this stuff, right? And so with that, I spent a little time watching it, and I'm going to run down some of the things I've noticed and my thoughts about those things. One, I love the fact that everybody bows in and that they wear traditional gi pants along with their belt. I think one of the most important things to do from the onset in a business venture like this is to separate yourself immediately from those who have a similar idea or concept. So while there's kickboxing matches and Muay Thai and all of these things, Combat Karate, you wear your gi pants, you bow in, and you wear your black belt. At this point, there's only black belts. Who knows how that may change in the future. Second, I love the fighting area. It's not a ring or a cage. It's kind of a pit type thing. And the cool thing about that is, unlike boxing or Muay Thai or MMA or anything like that, you can't use the structure itself as a way to gain a positional or a technical advantage over your opponent. I love that. I do appreciate that any stand-up striking art is welcome as long as they go by the rules. To my understanding, you're going to see mostly Shotokan, Shitoryu, Gojukai, Wadoru, these kind of backgrounds in these competitions. I'm not sure about Kyokushin, and that's because people that do Kyokushin often have a different mindset in terms of how they approach competition. So I haven't seen any Kyokushin status yet, but then again, I haven't seen all the matches. I just wanted to put it out there. Okay, now I want to talk about the things that I'm not super fond of. I'm not fond of the fact that uppercuts are not allowed. I understand the reasoning behind it. I think that when people think uppercut, they think boxing. And as a league who's trying to promote itself as a high-quality professional league of karate competition, I think they're trying to eliminate anything or mitigate or lessen anything that people will associate with another striking discipline outside of karate. But my issue with that is, if you throw an inverted punch, that is, with your palm facing the sky, think about opening and closing a drawer, right? We call it an inverted punch. Other artists may call it something else, but you get the idea. It tends to be used as a long to mid-range weapon, and it's even delivered extremely quickly in a linear fashion. But I have used this particular technique in close, and it didn't look a whole lot different from an uppercut as boxers throw them, just because I turned more from the hip and I pivoted. It looked a lot like an uppercut, even though I wasn't attempting to throw an uppercut per se. that's kind of what you end up with, right? So I'm not fond of that. I don't think that hook punches are allowed, which again, it's not a whole lot different than a lead hand power shot. It's just about angle. But again, I do believe that they're trying to keep karate pure, as it were. The problem I have with that is when you only throw spinning or linear attacks, for the spectator who doesn't know karate, it may look a bit like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. The second thing I really don't like is the fact that leg kicks are not allowed. Now, again, I understand that they don't want people to confuse what they're promoting in any way, shape, or form to be like Muay Thai or Kyokushin or any of the arts where they are renowned and notorious, if you will, for kicking the legs. And again, I understand the thinking behind this, but kicking the legs is an extremely viable technique. And while it is not enough to finish most opponents in only one kick, it certainly changes your stance, and it also changes the way you're able to blitz. If your opponent kicks your legs really hard, it's going to mitigate and lessen your ability to do the blitz, or what we call the West Coast Rush. Now, again, in the traditional karate world, because of the linear nature of most strikes, the distance is very different than what you find in boxing, kickboxing, or even what they used to call full contact back in the 60s and 70s, 80s really. But I think that when you have these wide stances, knowing that a person can't kick your legs, it means you're intentionally allowing yourself to be in a vulnerable position, because the rules won't allow your opponent to take advantage of that weakness or that deficit or that opportunity. I've never liked that idea. I've always liked for sparring competitions, fighting competitions, to mimic real street confrontations as closely as they can without the obvious perils of street fighting, of course. And I'm not talking about allowing eye gouges and stuff like that. I'm perfectly glad that there's no small joint manipulation. I like that there's no striking the throat, the back of the neck, the spine, clearly for safety reasons. But the leg kick is extremely viable as a technique. And what I see a lot of, because a lot of these fighters come from point karate backgrounds initially, as opposed to continuous sparring, I see them still using that point fighting distance almost exclusively, and then using that get-in, get-out strategy. Now, for me, it's not about the get-in, get-out that I have an issue with. I'm a huge fan of hit them, don't get hit. That is the game, period, if you're talking about striking arts. Don't get hit. Hit them as often as you can. But my problem is, without leg kicks, you're going to keep people from developing that fight of what they call in the pocket. Boxers have mastered it, fighting in that range between kicking and close punching. And I think since karate is supposed to be about self-defense first and everything else after, even in competition, I think it'd be wise to maintain that opportunity in the pocket. So that's kind of my pros and cons, what I've seen thus far. But again, I've seen some spectacular knockouts, so I'm not knocking the format at all. And who knows, maybe as it goes on, maybe they will tweak the rules to make it more spectator-friendly for the non-martial artists, which frankly is going to need if it's going to survive. You need what they call the casual fan. In MMA, I call them the beer and pretzel crowd. So, again, I like what I see. And there's a lot of opportunity for growth, and I hope, beyond hope, that this becomes an outlet for martial artists to earn a living with the skills that they've learned. So that's my quick thought. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Feel free to call me at any time. You can check me out on martialartsoakland.com. You can check me out on YouTube under Anthony Thomas Martial Arts. You guys have a fantastic weekend, and by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.